This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Saturday edition program with no intro, Ben.
Here it is.
There's technical difficulties, presumably, at the network studios, but we are here, and we're live with you in the studio tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Chris filling in for Daryl W. Perry, who is out in Arizona. He went to some kind of inauguration, not party, but like, I don't know, like a wake or something like that.
I'm not sure what it is. It's a parody. It's a poking fun of. It's the type of thing that Daryl would do.
Yeah, and of course he'll be back, I think, for tomorrow night's show. So normally you're on Thursday nights, and I appreciate you coming in here tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
And of course we'll, as always, take your calls and thoughts about anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, a lot of people, I'm sure, are still talking about the inauguration of Donald Trump, which happened yesterday, and now today in Washington, D.C., there was a major protest to follow up the Trump inauguration.
Oh, yes. Compared to the minor protests that I think really took place during the inauguration and the day of the inauguration.
You mean with the so-called anarchists destroying storefront windows?
Yes.
Knocking over trash cans?
Was I the only one who was following the news to see if Donald Trump quit, if he resigned after they'd thrown bricks through the windows of a Starbucks and a Bank of America?
No, I don't think that that's going to do it.
Didn't do it. Okay.
I expect he's going to be in for 4 years for the long term, and I bet you he's going to run for re-election.
I would wager. I would wager with that, too. So this story comes to us from Fox News. The day after Trump's sworn in, hundreds of thousands protest presidency in celeb-studded march.
And Madonna was there.
I got all kinds of starlets and all sorts of folks showed up. Washington. Several hundred thousand women from across the country descended on Washington Saturday to protest Donald Trump just hours into his presidency, donning bright pink hats and carrying a dizzying array of political signs.
I heard they were called pussy hats.
There were those. Yeah. I had never heard that phrase before, but now I have, and I don't think I can unhear it. In a celebrity-studded march that put the nation's lingering division on full display despite the 45th president's appeal a day earlier for unity. The protesters were largely peaceful in contrast to the scattered bands of rioters who wreaked havoc on parts of D.C. on the sidelines of Friday's inauguration. The crowd was far larger and more organized, but despite indications from some event organizers last week that the demonstration was not defined as, quote, anti-Trump, unquote, it was in every aspect a march against the new president taking
place
as he attended a national prayer breakfast after waking up in the White House for the first time.
I mean, it's pretty clear that this protest would not have occurred if Hillary Clinton were the president of the United States.
Right. Yeah, I suspect folks on the right who would have been disappointed in that would have just said, that's not worth me driving to D.C. for.
I can't see what anything would be worth driving to D.C. for. I've never understood it. Who was it? I think it was one of the Reagan administration guys, and the name is escaping me at the moment, was kind of famous for saying, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. It means nothing to these politicians. If you go and you fill the streets, all it does is just inconvenience people trying to drive around D.C.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's really all that happens. Sure, you're going to get some news media. You get some coverage for it, maybe. But ultimately, and apparently they did have quite a few estimates of, what, 500,000, I think.
I heard several hundred or a few hundred thousand, so.
Purportedly.
That's a big showing for D.C.
Yeah, and according to one headline, it was the largest inaugural-related protest that has ever occurred in D.C. So, you know, yay, you set a record. But
what's going to change?
Right, what's really going to happen out of this? If the belief is that the Republicans, because the Republicans control all the seats, right? Like they control
the Senate,
House, they control
the House and the presidency.
Right. So
the executive and the legislative.
So we're back in that situation that we were in the year 2000 with the George Bush presidency, where for about 6 years they also controlled all of the sure. government. And, of course, this time you could argue it's different, given that Donald Trump is not a party adherent like George W. Bush right. might have been. So it will be interesting to see how his interactions are with the rest of the Republicans. But ultimately, I mean, you know, these ladies, I don't think they're wrong for wanting to be treated equally if they don't think that they are. But ultimately, I don't think that protesting in the streets is going to accomplish any of their goals.
I don't think so. But what I will say, and this goes for protests of any kind, it will raise awareness. You may be speaking to the crowd, but I applaud anybody who's willing to, you know, take time out of their lives to go stand up for what's important to them. And you may not get those immediate results, but maybe you'll sway a few miles down the road. I don't know.
And I've got their website. It's womensmarch.com. I've pulled up their mission and vision. And we can go through some of that after we go through the Fox News story. But I think this is kind of predicated on the idea that women aren't equal to men. And I don't think that's the case. I mean, it seems pretty clear that in a lot of ways women are more equal than men. But we can get into that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, women, for instance, tend to control household budgets. So, you know, when in the radio business, when you talk about advertising sure. and targeting, you know, whichever audience, commercials that target women to get them to open the pocketbook and spend the household funds, that's where the bulk of the decision-making comes from. In any given couple, it's very frequently the woman who is the deciding factor on whether or not the man is going to get to spend some money on a new lawnmower or whatever it is.
Well, as someone who's been in a relationship for an awfully long time, I can attest to that. I can attest to that. And I would also say that a personal pet peeve of mine is more equal and less equal. I'm sorry, the word's equal. So
right.
You can't be less equal or more equal.
I agree.
Either have lesser rights, greater rights, or whatever you're talking about. It is kind of silly, and there's been a lot of debunking over the last several years about, you know, whether women truly are paid less in the job play in the workforce or yeah. or not. And I think as long as we continue to find out the truth about these things, that's what's more important than the posturing.
I agree with that.
So back to the story, a, quote, a platform of hate and division assumed power yesterday, unquote, actress America Ferrara told the crowd Saturday morning on the National Mall. That's not divisive.
Her name's America.
America. Huh. But the president is not America. We are America, unquote.
Well, other, she is.
Yeah. Other celebrities included Madonna and who else would show up at something like this?
Oh, I've seen Ashley Judd apparently was there with some kind of poem.
I was going to say Michael Moore. Michael Moore showed up, of course.
So men were allowed at the protest. That's
I
good.
Think if you're Michael Moore, you're allowed.
Okay.
Stirred up the Women's March on Washington crowd, which attracted men, women, and children, mostly sporting pro-women and anti-Trump messages. Of course, this is an anti-Trump march, a local ambassador for the march, who declined to give his name, said as he directed the crowds towards the rally, quote, sure, of course it's for rights, but it's really about against Trump, unquote. So, yeah, it's just more anti as opposed to
you know,
for.
It's just like after the election where there was all this hubbub and fervor and protests, and it's going to die down
sure.
after, you know, another couple of weeks. It'll be out of the news. Everybody's going to have to go back to work at some point, and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Settle in.
And
4 years of this.
And if history is any indication, our lives change in very small ways with the changing of the guard.
I tend to agree with you, but the Trumpsters believe that this is going to be a big change. You
understand.
Know, they are truly sold on the idea that this guy is going to somehow drain the swamp and shake up Washington, D.C.
Oh, you bet.
And I don't know if I buy it.
We all hope that for the issues that are important to us.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you look at the totality of your lives, maybe not. Time will tell.
Indeed, it will. And if you want to jump on the line here and comment, whether it's on the Women's March that took to the streets today in D.C. or yesterday's actions, you know, the protesters out there destroying property. We covered that last night on the show, but certainly you're always welcome to comment here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I would love to be proven wrong, Chris. I would love to have Donald Trump get in there and really shake things up, but I don't believe he ultimately is going to change that much. I think that you're going to find out that he is the establishment that he claims that he's not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'd love to be wrong about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. His rhetoric still sounded good. He hadn't really changed his tune at all in his acceptance speech or inaugural speech yesterday. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us right here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We got plenty of room for you here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Is it true that, you know, women aren't equal to men? That seems to be one of the ideas that is this protest today is predicated upon, although one of the protest organizers anonymously it did admit that it was really all about Trump.
Yes, of course.
Interesting that he wasn't willing to give his name. By the way, the number here, 855-450-FREE, that's toll-free. Or you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here for the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Now, if you want to try out the best pillow you'll ever use, nearly risk-free for 60 days, you can try out MyPillow over at MyPillow.com with code FTL. Now, I've been using the MyPillow since early 2016, but I heard, Chris, that you have had one for a few years now.
Years, yeah. My girlfriend got one first, and then I picked one up after seeing how well she liked it.
She was liking it. She was keeping it all to herself, huh?
Of course. Yeah.
So you can go and get yours for half off by using code FTL at MyPillow.com, or get two for the price of one. If you're sleeping with somebody else, you're probably going to want to get to. So, again, go to MyPillow.com. This is an amazing pillow because it's not only designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, but also you can put it in your washer and dryer. It's actually designed for that. So very, very advanced pillow, and it's also guaranteed for 10 years. They really stand behind their product, and then you got that 60-day money-back guarantee where, for whatever reason, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can just send it back to them, and they'll send you your purchase price back. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. The protest happening in D.C. today, but not just D.C. Other news stories pointing out Chicago, for instance, had well over 100,000 protesters as well for this Women's March on D.C. And we can share some more here from, you got a Fox News piece about who wasn't invited, what women's groups were not welcome at this particular event, which was supposed to be all about diversity. We can get into that, but your calls and thoughts come first, so let's go to the phones, to the fun. Once again, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to this KCB in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, KCB.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I just wanted to talk about the amount of people that are going in. I guess a lot of their facts is based on fear, and I'm curious about, like, you know, misinformation and what you guys think about just kind of fear-mongering amongst the media and then where real facts are coming from.
Well, I'll tell you, facts don't sell nearly as many newspapers as fear-mongering. I think that's a large aspect to it. It's challenging, and I think we're lucky to live in the age of the Internet when we can do a little bit of our own research. We can't always trust what we read first thing, but we certainly have the resources, many, many more than I had growing up, to verify certain things that come out in the media.
Now, KCB, what was it that sparked your comment? I mean, I have a lot to say about fear-mongering in general, but was there something in, you know, specific that you've seen or that you wanted to, that you were commenting about?
Actually, so, like, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Hillary either, because I didn't feel good about the facts that were coming to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having a friend who, like, supported both of them vehemently, just the conversations that I have with both of them are so starkly different. And, like, I don't know, having so many people reacting emotionally, whether it's out of fear or like, you know, they're passionate about a subject, it's like if the truth isn't coming out, it's just we're getting muddled in misinformation that I don't think we'll find a solution. So you guys were talking about going out and supporting something that you believe in, which is awesome. It's what's American and amazing about our freedom. But, like, if we don't know what's true or what's right, I guess what's the point?
Yeah, I think that when it comes to politics, especially at a national level, but even at the state level, it is frequently based on fear. You know, the selling of one candidate is less about what that candidate's views are in a lot of cases and more about how bad and scary the other guy is. So there's plenty of people. Now, what the breakdown was, I don't know. You know, how many of the people who voted for Trump or voted for Hillary were really voting for that candidate because, wow, really excited about what this person is saying,
right,
versus, oh my God, I'm so afraid of this other person who's running, I have to vote for this guy. What that breakdown was, you know, I don't know.
I can only look at, like, my own friends and the circle of people around me, the people who were pro-Trump or pro-Hillary,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed really skewed in that anti the other guy. Other guy or other woman.
No matter
woman.
Which side you mean was skewed.
Either way, I did not find that a lot of my liberal friends were really super excited about Hillary, but
right.
they sure as hell weren't going to vote for Donald Trump, and the opposite on the right side. So I don't know.
It's voting for the wrong reasons. I mean, if you're going to participate in the system, you should be voting for somebody because you appreciate their positions on things. And if you're voting out of fear, then yeah, you're starting from the wrong spot.
I think so, too. And sometimes we're just not going to have those choices.
That's true. And, you know, go ahead, KCB.
It's funny because it's like when you vote, be informed. I mean, doing your research before you hit the ballot is kind of, you know, a little bit of work. But at the same time, knowing what you're, like, talking about is huge. For me, at least, it was.
Mm-hmm. Thanks
That's
for the call.
I couldn't vote for either of them.
I don't blame you, man.
Thank you much.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Thanks.
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Kevin. He's in Wisconsin. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
It's a great
you're on
topic.
Here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a great topic to talk about tonight, especially with the march happening the day after the inauguration. Not sure if all the women in the world planned that or if it was all just, you know, put together by themselves. I know a couple people have put together small get-togethers, and it's kind of drastically across the nation all come together as, you know, millions of women meeting and marching for rights. So I think that's very cool. But a little bit about why I called in was I'm a 24-year-old. I recently started a business 3 months ago.
And
Congrats. So I mm-hmm. – well, thanks very much. It's been going very well. It's stressful. But as not someone who voted for Trump and someone who is definitely against how he treats people as a whole, his some of his policies benefit me. Mm-hmm. But I recently – with getting rid of Obamacare, that does help me if I ever plan to have an employee, which I do by the end of this year,
right.
I will have to – pay for that tax. So I do take all these things into account when voting, and I recently saw that after inauguration, it could have been, I haven't verified the news, but it said that he got rid of the FHA, which insures first home buyers. And so as something like getting rid of Obamacare would help me, this directly impacts me because that is my plan to buy my first house again
right.
at the end of the year. So I see normal things that benefit me as well as things that are going to go directly against me. And I'm still looking forward to trying it out because I'm all about trying out some policies and seeing if they work.
You bet. One thing, I don't think he's shut down the FHA yet. I hope he does. Because
that'd be interesting. Are we talking about that's federal housing?
Housing, yes. But what he did do was, late in Obama's presidency, he had passed some regulations that were going to grant some more free money to first-time home buyers. And it dropped the basis points for a loan. And Trump, before this thing even went into effect, he had cut it by executive order.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Kevin, I'm not sure if you got all your thoughts out. If you did, thanks. If not, stand by. We'll continue here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us and take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday show. More coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Big march on D.C. today. Is anything going to change as a result of it? No, probably not. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of money to get there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels, I'm sure, are real happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can share your thoughts. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. And we've also got Skype. So you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. By the way, if you've been thinking about starting up your own blog or website, well, we've got a deal for you thanks to HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there. It is 50% off. That's 50% off their regular prices. All you have to do to get that deal is go to HostGator.com/FTL. They make it super easy with their simple one-click easy installation for WordPress. They've got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support option and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you're going to stay online with HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. You get that special offer for Free Talk Live listeners like you of 50% off their regular prices. Once again, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And let's go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, and then more about the Women's March that happened not just in D.C., but in some other cities across the United States today. Bob is in Jackson, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bob. Bob, listening to WKHM. Yeah. Hello, Bob.
Yep.
Hey, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. You know, for everybody to come out against Donald Trump before he took president, or before he even took the oath of office, you know, if everybody was that bad off and complaining, where were they when President Barack Obama was president? You know, I mean, where were they complaining? and marching out of Washington and burning down the streets and breaking down storefronts, you know.
That's a good point.
It gets to the point where, like, Bernie Sanders, you know, he goes out and offers, what, free college for every kid?
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're going to love this guy.
Right. Well, right, because college students are notoriously ignorant to economics.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, and if you keep on telling everybody that they're going to give, you know, two cars, a three-car garage, and a beautiful house, you know, if you just vote for a certain person, they're ignorant enough that they're going to do it. And you got to be able to grow up and have, you know, put on the big boy pants and say, people are going to have to work hard. And to make ends meet, not to have the government in everybody's life. And for people who like to go and march on Washington, march against Donald Trump, and the people who can't show up to protest against Barack Obama, I mean, we're all here working every day. We get up every morning and go to work. We don't have the time or the money to go and march on Washington or everything Barack Obama did.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, from that same story we were reading from, there was another quote, which I kind of skipped over, but another protester called Trump, quote, a terrible president, unquote, though he had only had the keys to the Oval Office for one day.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good point, and I also think that the slogan, a chicken in every pot, has been around for decades. And face it, this is sort of about what politics is. What can I promise you to get you to vote for me? And what can I do it in such a way that by the next time I'm up for re-election, you'll have forgotten about that first promise I broke? We'll come up with some new ones.
Yeah, or everybody's going to just, you know, the politicians are going to just sit back. Even the Republicans, they're not exempt from any of this. They are probably the bigger problem than I have with the last 8 years. They've been so afraid of Barack Obama being able to say anything or do anything against them. And we're $20+ trillion in debt.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, you know, he didn't put in troops in, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan. He didn't have, you know, Hurricane Katrina. You know, he didn't have all those expenses, but he still, you know, racked up $10 trillion and put people on welfare. You know, now these people have been without a job for 4 years. 2 years or whatever, how hard is that going to be for them to go out and find a job? Number of the people out there protesting because they're going to have everything taken away from them.
Well, whether they will or whether they won't really depends on the Republican controlled Congress and Donald Trump. I mean, are they going to roll back a lot of the things that were put in place after the last recession to allow people to easily get onto food stamps and things like that, and to get various kinds of financial aid. I don't know.
He did say during his inauguration address that he wants to get Americans off of welfare and back to work. Now, how they're going to accomplish that, I don't know, but that is what he said.
Right. The first thing you need is a thriving economy, and that is certainly what we do not have in this country right now. So if his policies can generate more jobs, because he doesn't. Presidents don't create jobs.
Magic.
Right, regardless of what they'll tell you.
The way to create jobs is to get out of the way, to have the government step aside, repeal regulations, and let the market work.
Thank you, Ian. Well, yeah. That's exactly right.
Exactly. I mean, you know, think of this, too. You know, because of our great health care system, every business out there went to part-time employees.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You know, therefore, we can't. There's help on the signs everywhere. But do you think anybody's going to get off welfare to go and work for part time, you know, 30 hours a week, so they don't have to, you know, so they still have to pay their, you know, the great Obamacare? Nobody brings this up. The Republicans need to get off their rear end and speak up and then learn how to go and debate. You know, they forgot the whole idea of what debating is, and they get in front of the camera. The first thing the Democrats do is they know how to shut them right down and get them defending something they did 20 years ago. It's just like it takes them right off target. Happy.
Bob, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You know, I remember during the Bush administration, there was a Republican guy, Trent Lott, I think was his name, who proclaimed at one point that they had slashed the government to the bone. So if the Republicans' idea of, obviously he doesn't speak for all of them, but if the Republicans' idea of cutting government was the Bush administration, which dramatically increased the size of government. They've got serious problems.
Bush more so than any president who preceded him. I mean, it was a huge increase in government. And granted, we had some things go wrong. We had 9/11, and we had almost complete collapse of our economic system due to government.
Right, the big bailouts.
Yeah, and the bailouts and everything, which we're still shouldering. That's when we talk about that debt. That's a large part of it. So, yeah, I keep thinking back to the Princess Bride, and they say small government, and I say I do not think that word means what you think it means. It's insanity.
So a little more from, do you have any more highlights you want to bring up? Because I know that there were certain groups that you were going to share from this Women's March that weren't welcome.
Sure. The march, while mostly peaceful, did see isolated incidents with some women vandalizing portable restrooms designated for the inauguration ceremonies by bashing the locks off with bricks, and some screaming in the faces of groups of people holding signs with Christian messages.
Were they vandalizing the restrooms, or did they really just have to go?
That was my first question, too. Because I've seen my girlfriend, you know, if a restroom isn't immediately available.
Right. If you're out in the middle of wherever, in a national mall, and there's not exactly any easy access to restrooms, you got McDonald's or whatever, but they're busy fixing their broken windows, and they're probably not wanting to let people in. I can understand why somebody would get a little frustrated, because you can't just go pee in the streets. Right. You'll get arrested for that.
We're not here against Trump, but we're not here for him either, one of the sign holders said.
That's not what one of the organizers said.
Exactly. We just want to share that God demonstrated his love towards everyone, regardless of what you believe in, unquote. March organizers also had uninvited the group New Wave Feminists, which initially co-sponsored the event after finding out that the group held a pro-life stance.
New Wave Feminists. New Wave, W-A-V-E?
That's correct.
All right, we'll look into that a little further, come up here, and you can share your thoughts on the Women's March in D.C., making headlines today after the inauguration of Donald Trump yesterday. Well, the organizer, one of them who anonymously spoke, saying it was all about Trump. Another lady says it wasn't necessarily about Trump. 855-450-FREE. Which one is it? 855-450-3733. And you can also bring up anything.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards, so don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Got plenty of room for you if you want to dial in, join the show, bring up whatever is on your mind. It doesn't have to be the 500,000 estimated marchers that were in D.C. today. Some say to oppose Donald Trump. Others say it's not about Trump.
No.
It's about equal rights.
Absolutely.
And, Chris, you're sharing a story from Fox News. I've got some highlights as well, or lowlights, however you want to look at them, from the Daily Mail. Apparently some pretty offensive things were said, including by folks like Madonna, who at one point suggested she'd thought about blowing up the White House. Which is pretty extreme.
Well, that's peaceful protest right there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, at the same time, the mission on the womensmarch.com says, principle number one, nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. So maybe Madonna didn't check the principles before she got up on stage.
Yeah.
But she did say she realized that that wasn't the right solution. And I agree with her. Violence is not the right solution to whatever your problems are. Because ultimately, the government, that's their tool. That's what they do. And they use violence. And they understand how to respond to violence. Mm-hmm. So if you want to bring violence against the state, you're going to find that they are more than fully capable of handling that. And ultimately, it'll end up making you look like the bad guy. It'll end up, you know, giving the government a reason to exist. Mm-hmm. It'll give people who are watching the conflict the belief that they need the government to keep them safe from these violent crazies.
Right.
So violence is definitely not the answer. It's one thing I do agree with this group on Women's March, that nonviolence is the only way to achieve any truly lasting change. Yes, you can overthrow a government if you have enough violent people. That's true. But ultimately, I think you'll find that if you use violence to change a system, that the most violent, dangerous people that were involved in the overthrow will then become the rulers, and they'll use violence too.
Right.
You know, it's just going to continue that cycle.
Yeah, and I think to their credit, I mean, this story and other stories have indicated like little smatterings of violent activity, but it sounds like, I mean, you get 500,000 people together anywhere.
Something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen.
Somebody's going to be messed up. They're going to be drunk. They're going to be angry. In this case, it only sounded like it didn't sound like there was any violence per se, say, but some busting of locks off of
porta
potties. It's property destruction, and yeah. I don't support destroying property, but not the same as smashing somebody's head against the pavement.
Right.
So the toll free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Ramona in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ramona.
Hi, I wanted to just bring up a few comments about the Women's March.
Sure.
It definitely was related to Mr. Trump. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been scheduled the day after inauguration.
That's a good point.
Okay, that's number one. Plus, I saw it advertised in that respect before. You just made a comment about nonviolence being the way to accomplish something. I would also add to that education,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of people that are reacting to things from different sides that they have not done their homework, and they're taking somebody's talking points that may or may not be proven to be false and running with it, and that's we need to do better than that.
I agree with you. You shouldn't just take what someone says at face value. It's always good to check someone's claims. Mm-hmm. That includes the people at the head of any kind of protest. It includes the voices you hear on the radio. And it certainly includes whatever politicians tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, one thing that I find very interesting is that, and now, mind you, none of them are perfect, and about all of them I don't like. And I think that would be true for everybody else as well. But Hillary Clinton has never paid her female staff, saying that she paid her male staff, and that's been
really.
I saw some of that come out too.
Wow.
Right, and yet Mr. Trump has always put women in management positions high up in the corporate ladder. He's paid them the same or more than men, depending upon what their title is and so forth. And look at his campaign chairman. She made history, and yet nobody talked about that. And if I was in that women's march, that would be something I would be aggravated about, because she made history. It's never happened before that a female has run a major campaign and that won.
And wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. And nobody's talking about it, and that's a shame.
Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I was just going to say, this was put out there as a women's march, but as we saw, some...
There were men there, too.
There were men there, too, but there were also, Christians. There were certainly Christian women who were kind of harassed, it sounds like, by others in the march.
Next thing I was going to tell you.
Yeah, one of the co-founding...
They kicked out groups that were pro-life.
Right.
And yet they're saying that one of the big reasons for the march is because they want to make sure that they're protecting women's reproductive rights and being able to get health screenings and things like that. So if you decide that you don't want to have an abortion or you don't believe in it, but you still need your mammograms and your pap smears and et cetera, you don't count.
Right, right. It's a women's march for women that agree with us.
Exactly. So it makes it less legitimate, along with wearing the stupid cat hat.
pussy hats, as they were called.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to.
Yeah,
I know.
I'll let you do that. But I personally found it embarrassing. I voted for Mr. Trump, but I didn't start out on his side. I voted for somebody else in our primary.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was doing my homework, my research. I'm in the group that was never supposed to vote for Mr. Trump, according to all of the polls and so forth.
Right.
Middle-aged white woman, professional, college graduate, blah, blah, blah. But with the way things are and the corruption that was going on, the lies and so forth, I felt like he was the only one that had a prayer of stopping all of this and maybe getting us back on the right track in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona, thanks for your call and sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. I do appreciate that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to John in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, John, you're on with Ian and Chris on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you for having me on, sir.
Sure. That's what we do. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm a college student down at Indiana University in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. And, well, someone knows, I know a couple girls who went out to Washington for the Women's March
mm-hmm.
who I knew from high school. And they went into college as conservative, Republican, pro-life, Catholic girls. They go to university, and now they're leftist, atheist, mm-hmm. abortion activists. And, you know, I think from what I've observed, really what the issue is the universities in this country. I mean, I cannot tell you at IU Bloomington how leftist it is. I mean, it's straight up red. I mean, it's active communist, and they're creating a new generation of radicals. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage anyone who's listening who donates money to public universities, who's going to send their children there, to be very, very careful, because it has become a vehicle for leftist professors to indoctrinate people in my generation.
I mean, you say it's become that. Hasn't it pretty much always been that way? I mean, hasn't it pretty much always been that way? I mean, not that you would necessarily be aware.
I think it's worse. I think it's worse now than it ever has been.
Yeah, this is
radicals.
I was going to say, this is what you get when you grant certain monopolies and you perform protectionism in the form of, what's the term I'm looking for? My gosh. Tenure
and
things like that. We do. I mean, this is the university system is an excellent example of central planning. And this is what happens when you central plan. You turn out a whole new generation of central planners.
Yeah, it is a scary thing. I mean, what's your experience been personally, John? How many years have you been in college so far?
This is my fourth year. I'm a senior this year.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been very few classes I've had, maybe a math class, that have not had some sort of political tint to them.
Wow.
So the absolute lack of professionalism, the lack of having a nonpartisan learning environment, which is what I'm there for, is totally absent. It's entirely set up to, you know, there's one side that's right and the other side's
stand
wrong.
Stand by, 855-450-FREE. For you said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.